Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the People Stack, and welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. This week, we're talking about any career that you want, how to build, how to create any career that you want. Yes, it's absolutely possible. And no, it's not easy. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it. So we're here to unlock the strategies, the systems, the mindsets, the belief shifts that you get to make so that you can have any career that you want. And right now, in this episode, I want to talk about it from the perspective of intuition versus logic. Because if there's one thing that we notice in the hundreds of clients that we've served, in the thousands, tens of thousands of conversations that we've had with technical managers, helping them, creating the space for them, empowering them to create their dream careers. If there's one thing that we notice when people wobble, that we have to kind of get them back on track, is that they're either overusing their logic or they're overusing their intuition. And it really is about balancing the two of them. You have to tap into both. And so let me talk about what I mean by each of them first, so that we're all on the same page in terms of definitions and you're picking up what I'm putting down. Because I know people use these words and phrases in different ways. And so I also want to introduce some other language here, just in case that resonates a little bit more with you. So when I talk about logic, this is when you tap into the part of your being that helps you to build systems, that helps you plan for the future, that helps you to do worst case scenario planning, that helps you to make decisions, that helps you to carefully, thoughtfully think through those decisions. It's our inner Spock, right? It's our inner geek almost, right? But even though it's at least part of our inner geek, I think for all of us, our inner geek has that sense of intuition as well. But it's the one that you developed when you learn how to become an awesome programmer, an awesome data analysis, an awesome, you know, IT god or goddess. That's the logic side of it. And what a lot of people call that too is like the hustle side of us. It's the power, it's the work, it's the hard work that goes into creating a massive impact. And that's the logic side of it. And it's also associated with hustle. It's also, a lot of people talk about this being associated with masculine energy. I don't like to get into the masculine versus feminine kind of thing, because then we get it becomes gendered. It becomes, oh, well, I'm a guy, all I want to do is hustle and logic, and I'm a girl, all I want to do is intuit and flow. That's really not what this is about at all, right? So I don't want to add any gendered stuff to this, especially because gender is a spectrum and, you know, it doesn't really have a place in this conversation. But really what we're talking about when we say logic is the part of your brain that helps you make decisions, build systems, and really it helps you to be more analytical. And then we have the intuition side, the flow side, your inner spider sense. So your intuition side, which a lot of people associate not with the head, but with the heart, where when people say, listen to your heart, what does your heart tell you? What they're telling you is to tap into your intuition, to tap into your intuitive powers. That's the side of you that helps you go with the flow and to create those magical moments of synchronicity, that tingly sense, that spider sense, and we all have it. It's that tingly feeling, I have to say something feeling that happens during a meeting. When you hear people talking about something and you're like, oh, hang on, I need to chime in here because I have something to add. It's just that sense, that inner sense of knowing in your brain is like, it sometimes feels like your brain isn't even a part of it. You just know. And we all need to tap into both. And you have to tap into both. If you want to build your dream career, if you want to command a salary as a technical manager of 200, 300K a year or more, way more, if you're in the upper echelons, if you're in senior leadership, if you want to create a massive positive impact, if you want to be the best leader you can possibly be, the best leaders are extremely logical, extremely analytical, and they know how to do that. They're also extremely intuitive as well. It's the intuition, by the way, too, that helps you create massive amounts of connection with fellow humans, massive amounts of rapport and trust. It helps you just know what to ask on a one-on-one. You don't have to have a script. You don't have to have, I need to ask these 10 questions during my one-on-one. You don't need that because you're connecting with your fellow human and you just know what to ask. That's also what your intuition in that flow state helps you to get tap into as well. So here's what happens when you overuse your logical side. When you overuse your logical side, look, they both have their strengths. Absolutely. That's first, let's get that straight. But what I want to talk about is overusing that, because that's what is going to keep you from having the career that you want. When you overuse your logical side, basically you overthink it. You stay in your head and it's dead. You stay in your head and you come up with so many worst case scenarios that you then cringe and there's so much fear around it that you don't end up taking action. You fall into analysis paralysis. You're so overwhelmed with the data. You're so overwhelmed with analyzing the data, twisting the data, massaging the data, that you've lost connection with your purpose. You've lost connection with connecting with people. You've lost connection with the truth of why you're here. You've lost connection with life and this moment and the beauty of it. That's what happens when we overuse the logical side of our brains, the logical side of us. And then what can happen when we overuse the intuitive side is that we may feel wonderful in terms of you may feel on purpose, but it's without a plan. It's without a structure. You may feel light and flowy, but where are you flowing towards? Nowhere. Because you don't have a plan. You don't have a structure. You don't have that discipline that the logic helps give us to actually get the hard things done. So we need both. The other thing that can happen, by the way, when you fall too much into the logic and into the grit part of it, the hustle part of it, the power part of it, is you overwork. You overwork yourself and you fall into burnout. And so people are sometimes so scared of that they then overuse the intuition side and overuse the flow and are so afraid of hard work that they end up running around in circles going nowhere. And I don't want that for you in your career. And so you need to be able to do both. And it's a dance, my friends. It's not like you make the decision, okay, cool, I'm going to tap into both from now on. Thanks, Jen. Bye. Yes, you have to make the decision that you're going to balance both of them and do better to balance both of them and to notice for yourself. And I encourage you to do this. Which one are you overusing? Which one can you use more? Your intuition or your logic? And then after you make that decision, then comes the dance. Then comes the everyday awareness of what's going to be the best to tap into now. Is it my logic or is it my intuition? Or is it some combination of both? And that's where we often find ourselves redirecting our clients. So the ones who are getting too much into the logic, too much into the hustle, into the hard work, into the power, we have to remind them to take a day off. And they are very grateful for that reminder. We have to remind them of what their purpose is and why they're here. It's not to build spreadsheets. It's not to answer Slack messages. It's to change the world with your leadership. And then for our clients who might get too stuck in the flow, we have to remind them about discipline. We have to remind them that they've made a commitment to make their career number one right now. And absolutely, I want you to have the time off. And I want you to have time to rest and recover. I don't want you to burn out. But also, you made a commitment to yourself, and I'm going to hold you accountable to that. Here's the actions you're going to commit to taking. Does that sound fair? And it's this dance. And so that's why it's really hard to do this on your own. Because even after you've made the decision, okay, great, I'm going to tap into both my intuition and my logic, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to dance this beautiful dance called life, this beautiful dance called upgrading my career. We have our blown blind spots, and we are often not even aware that we're falling too much into one or the other, and we need an external source to remind us and to redirect us. So yes, our family and our friends, although well-meaning, can help us. They can point out, hey, going too much into hustle right now. They don't know, they don't have the expertise to redirect us toward what it is that we need to do, what actions we need to take or not take, like take a day off, take a vacation. And so that's where we come in. Here's the bottom line. If you don't want to stay stuck, if you are committed to getting unstuck from wherever it is you are right now in your career, and you want to create, build the career that you want, you're gonna need to tap into both your logical superpowers and your intuitive superpowers. And if you don't do that, you're gonna stay stuck. And very likely it's going to get worse. And we don't want that for you. So if you're committed to building that dream and you're committed to building both your logical and your intuitive superpowers, I want you to book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's not working in your career right now. What have been the consequences, the negative consequences of getting too much into your head, of going too much with the flow, or both? What have been the negative consequences? We're the ones you tell. This is not a job interview. We have a lot of folks, and sometimes we love you all. We call it tight too. Sometimes people show up and think it's like a job interview, and you get to tell us how awesome your career is. This is not what it is. This is not a job interview. We want to know how much it sucks right now. We're the ones you tell. Because we can't help you if we don't know the degree of how much it sucks right now and exactly how it sucks right now. So that's what you're going to talk about on this call, is what's not working in your career right now. You're going to visit that for a moment so that we can get clarity on the scope and the size of the problem that we're dealing with. We're going to help you get absolute clarity on that. And then we're also going to help you get absolute clarity on the dream you want to build. We're going to help you dream. We're going to help you stretch the limits of what you think you're capable of and tap into possibility. We're going to help you paint that dream for your career and for your life outside of your career as well, because your career is a vehicle toward creating your dream. What's your dream for yourself, for your family, for your lifestyle? We're going to help you do that. And if we're 100% confident, after we get all of that clarity, and you're going to get a ton of clarity just in that part of the call, and then if we're 100% confident that we can help you build that dream, then we're going to present you with a custom tailored plan. It's going to be custom tailored to you. Yes, we have our core strategies and systems that apply to all of our clients, but the magic is in the application of it. The magic is in the custom tailored sense of it. So if we're 100% confident we can help, we're going to present you with that custom tailored plan. And we're going to talk about all the details of what it would look like to work together, including the financial investment, the time investment, and everything else that's going to be required on your part in order to create your dream career. Make no mistake about it. We don't do this for you. We're here to support you. We're here to call it tight. We're here to call you out when you go too much into the hustle or the flow or either one. We're here to provide our expertise, our expert strategies. You're the one who does the work. You're the one who builds your dream. We're there to help you. We're your Sherpa. We're your guide on this fabulous journey. So if that's what you want for your career, book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Tap into your logic. That gives you the power to plan and to analyze and to make super effective decisions, and also tap into your intuition. That gives you the power to go with the flow, to enjoy life at a higher level, and to experience amazing, magical moments of synchronicity. That's all for now, folks. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.